Hey, yo, 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 yo. This is On The Read with VJ Mars.
Baby Sham names four contributors to Jamaica's high crime. Dancehall, not one of them. Baby Sham says dancehall artists are not responsible for crimes in Jamaica and name four things that are. Another dancehall artist has come out to add his voice in reaction to Prime Minister of Jamaica, Andrew Holness's recent comments that some dancehall artists are making music that is contributing to the crime on the island. Many entertainers came out against the Prime Minister, who they accused of being a hypocrite as he uses dancehall conveniently to campaign for election.
Never would I once imagine that I would take on the responsibilities of a country's governing body or parenthood for an entire nation. From where I stand, as someone from the inner city, the ghetto, and a public figure, I have observed where poverty, poor leadership, illiteracy, and lack of opportunities for the Jamaican youths are the top four contributors for the country's high crime rate, not the music. Let us take it a bit further. Are we going to slam or blame Netflix, who is one of the world's top streaming platforms for violent contents, in the same breath? Or are we going to remove data from everyone's smartphones and their homes? Therefore, it begs to ask the question, is audio communication more effective than video communication? If yes, then it is with great honor that I will lobby for myself and my fellow artists, which are my brothers, to take over the government of Jamaica, so we can finally, through our music, bring some order and restoration to the country. Mr. Prime Minister, did your conclusion arrive from study done, or did it arrive from guilt of mismanagement over the years? People who are already prone to violence and have violent behaviors will always trigger by anything that mimics that their thought, and such it is easy to conclude that visual or audio is what caused the person to become violent. Not because the conclusion is an easy way out. That means we should use it to mask the real issue at hand, which is poverty, poor leadership from both government and parenting, illiteracy, and lack of communication and opportunities for the youths. An artist is a mirror of society. Whatever society reflects, we tend to reflect it back with music, melodies, and words. If you take away the art from the artist, then you take away the artistry, and then you have no artist. So please, listen to what the people of the country really say.
That was recording artist Baby Sham. We'll keep you posted on The Real.
Keep up to date with the latest, and don't forget to subscribe to On The Real. Find us on Apple and Google Podcasts. On The Real, your daily Caribbean showbiz news with DJ Mars, Irie FM.